QLG, KO4 NUE. KO4 QLG, KO4 NUE. No contact, I'm clear.
KO4 NUE, KC4JN. Not so fast, my friend.
Ah, you got a new call, I see. KC4 what? Pretty busy. I got two children that's gotten married. I got a grandson, a new grandson that's on the way. Well, that's here, sorry. And I'm over here in Pickett's now looking at a house for my wife and my son-in-law. They're thinking about buying a house here in town. So a lot going on. Lots going on.
Let me congratulate you on your arrival of your grandson. I'm very happy to hear that. As for the radio club, I'm glad that you're involved. You're involved, but still on deck, but I can't hit the repeater from where I am, so I don't even know if there's a point. And then, lastly, Chad, it's just plain good to talk to you. I haven't heard your voice in quite a while. I upgraded to general. I don't know if you knew about that.
Well, congratulations. Good deal. Well, I've been recovering from a lightning strike. I took a direct hit on the ham shack going on about 3 weeks now. And it destroyed every single radio I had. ICOM 706 Mark 2G, Yaesu 991A, Anytone 578. It even got one of my handy talkies. The computer, two computers, two monitors, the gearbox controller for the beam and the gearbox, signal link, Astron 50 amp power supply. And some 300 foot of LMR 400. So it's not been fun the past month.
Oh my goodness, Chad. That's just crazy. That is crazy. Oh my goodness, I'm proud to hear that. I hate you had insurance on that stuff. Maybe they can help you get it repaired or replaced. I don't know what the word is.
So, well, yes, I am insured. And the insurance company did, they did what was right. But it took, it took 2 weeks of, it amazes me. How do you put somebody, an insurance adjuster, in a position that doesn't know anything about what you're, trying to insure? It took me 3 days to argue with her. So I turned in the prices for the radios. $991 was, $1,400 when I bought it. Let me let my radio drop. She gets on Amazon and prices a Cobra, a 40 LTD or something, and says your prices are way off. She said, and I said, let me see what you're looking at. So she sent me the Cobra 40 channel CD, and I just thought, oh Lord, here we go. And it was about a 4 to 5 day struggle with her, but we finally got it straight.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I could not help but laugh. When you say ham radio, it is not CD. I don't don't know why people seem to think that.
Yeah, and it was like that with every component. I mean, you know, she just, you know, just missed the mark. I think her initial payout was, I don't know, around $800. I had $6,653. You know, her payout was, I looked at it and I just said, this ain't gonna work. But once I got to understand what, you know, what was going on and where to price the stuff, then, you know, it was, they did what was right. But, it took a little bit.
It worked out and everything got handled the right way. I'm glad that it did. You never know. You may have just gotten somebody new into the hobby just by all that. Try it out finally. I don't know if you ever knew that my mobile rig, my mobile setup was having issues, but I finally got myself a good setup. I'm talking to you on a Kenwood TMZ71A. That's a radio I've been wanting for quite a while, and it seems to be doing flawless.
Those are good radios. I don't care for them, but they, you know, I've got one, and it's just entirely too difficult to operate for me. But you could stand to turn your mic gain down just a little bit, Chan, or hold the mic away from you a little bit. A little bit muffled, but you're copyable. But yeah, it's a good radio. You tried the crossband repeater out yet on it?
Not. That is actually something I am wanting to try. I just need to get a better version antenna before I attempt it, because I don't want to put too much power to that antenna. It's only rated for 50 watts, so I need to get one that's going to go up at least 100 or 150.
I got started getting some of my new stuff in. I ordered a FTDX 101D. It came in 2 days ago. And, I hate it got my 991, but I'll never go back to that radio. This thing is just, it is unbelievable. And I'm tickled to death to have it, you know. But I did get notification from Yaesu today that they received the radio for repair. And their initial remark was it's under warranty. So, but I didn't tell them it's hit by lightning either. But they'll probably figure that out.
Well, it sounds like it got you a major upgrade. Congratulations.
They tell me that, there ain't nothing I can do. I wasn't going to divulge anything I didn't have to, so. But they're pretty sharp. They'll be able to pick it up. But, I mean, radio work, it just, I guess blew the finals out of the back of it. HF and VHF and UHF, just no power out at all. And I was over at Dad's when it hit. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen, Chan. It wasn't a lightning strike. It was this big 5-foot ball of plasma. That's the only way I know how to describe it. It was a perfect circle. And it landed on my dipole. So whatever it got in from the antennas. Just ruined everything.
It's a job. It's meant to pay the bills. That's pretty much all it's meant to do. I'm just going to go in it with a positive attitude and hope for me, you know, somebody will remember me for that someday.
Some helpful advice. When you have days that you just, you know, so tired you can't stand up, and you, you know, can't, just don't feel like you can do it another day, go get you a Dodge. Let me just tell you. Leather seats, air conditioner that works, push down on a good, on the foot seat, and it actually moves forward without making noise. Ride in style, got a good radio. See, you work all day and wear yourself out, and you've got to get in that old hoopty you drive. That ain't nothing to look forward to. See, you got to plan ahead. You gotta have something to look forward to at the end of the day. And a Dodge and Mama is the only two things I know that'll do that.
I'm going to say this. I will never own a Fiat.
Shakespeare said a rose by any other name still smells as sweet. So it don't matter what it's called. When you get in it and go, it's going to go. And ask for more in style. And old Chevy just ain't going to do that. You know it. You just won't admit it.
Fuck me years, Chad. Your transmission will be slipping.
Well, maybe so. Not right now. So, until that time comes, I'm just going to ride in style. Let me turn this air conditioner up and blow some of that cool air up through the seat. Oh, yeah, that feels good. That seat, now see, that's the way you do it right there.
And that one was all the time. Oh, goodness.
KC-40 to you. How's your mama and all, everything all right?
Mama's doing all right. She's just a bit difficult here, but... I mean, that's something I can talk to you about off the air. There's been some things that have happened in the past year that I'm more than willing to tell you about, but it's kind of Jesus Christ off here because I don't want to broadcast that to the entire state.
Man, well, Dad and I went to Alaska a couple of weeks ago. It's been about a month now, I guess. And we've been wanting to go for years. So we went up to Anchorage and went down to Seward, chartered a boat, went fishing, deep sea fishing. Caught our limit in fish. Dad caught a big old, about 110-pound halibut, bunch of rock bass. And then we went on a river tour and he caught some rainbow trout in the river too, so we had a good time, you know, spending with each other.
That bed is absolutely wonderful. But my phone is connected to the truck and it started sending out a text word. But I'm so glad that I did hear that you went on a cruise to Alaska. And I know a couple of other people that's done that, and they said that it is absolutely beautiful up there. It's unlike anything you've ever seen. And, Chad, I don't want to cut it short, but I got to hop in, my friend's got to hop in the truck, and we got to take a dad over to his aunt's house. And he doesn't like to listen to ham radio. I'll listen to it a little more.
Nice hearing from you too. You be safe out there. KC4HAN, KO4NUE 73.
Chandler, KO4HK.
KX, KO4NUE. What's going on, Patrick?
I just had to take my son back up to his house with. Wife had to borrow his car because hers is down and can't get the parts to fix it.
Well, here he bought a work truck last week. I ain't laughing at the boy. I'm laughing with him. He takes it up to you know, he delivers stuff over at Hartness. And he gets all the way over at Hartness and blew his spark plug out of the head and put a dent in the hood with the spark plug in. So we got in the shop trying to get it fixed.
Yes, it is a Ford with a 5.43 valve in it. Well, see, I've repaired hundreds of those.
The thing I can figure is, just from me looking at it now, I ain't done no research, but it's not enough threads that I can see, and I guess the head heats up, expands a little bit, and then it blows the spark plug right out of it. Is that about right?
If it's ever been done before, which more than likely it has at this age, they don't get them clean and don't get them tight. If they don't clean the holes, all it takes is one little grain of sand under there and that expansion at different rates. And because aluminum and steel expand at different rates, and you know what happens there.
Well, we're, think we got it straightened out. I'm doing the best I know to do with it. And I'm just going to heli-arc the hole up completely. Just add a bunch of metal. And then machine it back, get him maybe an eighth of an inch more thread, and try to undercut the threads just a little bit, make it a little bit tighter, but we'll see. But he's panicking a little bit.
Panic about, they've been millions of those fixed by now. But I always, they make a steel insert kit, you can do it on the truck. And that's what I've always done, had good luck with it, as long as you take the time and do it properly.
He blew spark plug out, and he drove it down to AutoZone, bought another spark plug, put a spark plug in it, got almost home with it, fuel pump quit. lay down there trying to figure out how to get the bed off of it, but get the fuel pump, then, you know, trying to get the head fixed. So, but the truck sat for a while. I mean, it's, you know, I just keep telling him, hey, don't worry about it. It's, you know, it's a good truck. You just don't like to work bugs out of it. But he's panicking a little bit.
Like I said, they're good trucks as long as you take care of them. And if letting them set, I don't care what kind of vehicle it is, that's the worst thing you can do for it.
Well, how you doing with all this heat on the truck?
You see, he's running overtime as soon as I walk on the truck, and they don't cut off until I'm done.
How's the truck doing? It's still holding up?
Oh, yeah. I'm having some minor issues here and there, but nothing to keep me from running around.
Well, good deal. Well, I have been in Ham Shack for a week now trying to get things straightened out. And I keep last week just kept finding little things that's just, you know, that I didn't see. Not anything expensive, just annoying, you know. You got a LED light in the ceiling that when you turn it on, it flickers and flashes. And then every LED light on power meters and anything that's got a LED light on it, it blew them, you know. So I'm having to take this apart. And, you know, I can't stand to have an LED light in something and it not work. So I'm taking it apart, trying to solder that back in. And got my controller. Hang on. Motor down today and yesterday, trying to figure out if it's in the controller or it's in the gearbox. And plugged it up on the bench, replaced the fuse. When I replaced the fuse, blew the capacitor out. Blew the top of the capacitor in my face. Mostly got in my mouth, but, you know, just... I tell you, me and capacitors just we don't get along too good.
Your fair share of trouble with them and then some.
Had to order one of them, so as they're supposed to be in today, I'm gonna put it, go solder it back in, and then put a face shield on, plug it back up again, see what happens. So, I don't know. I'll figure it out, but there ain't much to them little controllers. There ain't but about six items in there I can test, so I got two transformers. I don't know why they got two of them in there, but two transformers, a pot, and a little circuit board. There's nothing special on it, but, you know, I get it working, then I'll move to the gearbox, I guess. That's all I can do.
Peace, Kick. Yeah, might have welded that gearbox together, lightning hit it.
Anyway, yeah, so I can, when I release the clutch, it works. But it will not rotate. So, I don't know whether that's a good sign or not, but I just have to wait and see, I guess. I gotta get this thing fixed first. And once I get that, and I've pretty much got everything in and got it replaced, got it working. So, I'm back on top. I don't know how long, but I can't do this lightning again. I spent most of my time trying to get a good disconnect box outside, so I'm just disconnecting everything when I'm done. That's the only way I know to do it.
The safest way, where you just completely disconnect instead of even an antenna switch, unhook from the radio and be done with it.
Well, that hit the shack was... No grounding in the world would I handle that, but it did. There's no crack, no boom, nothing. It was just, it sounded like somebody dropped a bag of glass. And it just a perfect plasma ball. And it lingered for a little bit. And I never seen anything like that. But it just, I don't know, it's just like something come from an alien or something. I don't know, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Then one of those Tesla globes?
Right. Daddy was out there with me. And I said, I turned around and looked at him and he said, he said, won't you come back in? He said, you don't need to go out there to the ham shack right now. I said, no, I need to go out there right now. And, so blew the, we were without power for about 4 hours. Duke Power came and then left. They'd gone about 10 minutes, and then the transformer blew. It blew the top off of it, and just, my gosh, just blew stuff everywhere. So they had to go get a transformer and go put it in. So when the transformer blew, I suspect that probably got some things. So I don't know if it was the lightning that got it or it was the transformer that got it. But nonetheless, it got it, whatever it was.
But it don't really matter, it got it.
So, anyway, I got notification from Yaesu today that they received my radio, and they sent a little note on the thing that said, it should be under warranty, it should be no issue, but, yeah, I don't know about that. See what happens when they pull the back of it off. I'm suspecting that one just might stay in California. Probably won't see it back, but we'll see. I'll be getting in a bad spot. I can't quite make you out, but you be safe, I guess. And I'll give you holler at you later, I guess. Be safe, Patrick. 73, but KO4 in UE, mobile.
4HK, I'm clear. 73.